Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is the Lorenzo Snow couplet an enigmatic saying of just a past leader? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue our look at a blog post by Roger E. Olson, a Baptist theologian at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. He wrote a piece called, Is Mormonism Christian? Long, but everyone interested in Mormonism should read this. And as I've said in the past couple of broadcasts, I do take a passionate stand regarding many of the things that Roger Olson says in this piece. I think some of the things are very false. I think he gets a lot of his information from bad sources. But what really bothers me, though, Eric, is how he slams those of us who have spent our lives studying Mormonism on a daily basis, not as a hobby, like Roger Olson probably studies it. He gives a few books that he has read on this subject, and he acts as if he's now an expert on this, whereas we have read probably far more books that he could even cite the titles for, and we've done our research on this, like I say, on a daily basis.
I mean, we're regularly reading the monthly edition of the Ensign magazine. We're reading their manuals. We're continually keeping up abreast with what the church is teaching.
And he makes some inexcusable comments regarding the research that many of us at MRM and Sandra Tanner at Utah Lighthouse, I would say James Walker at Watchman Fellowship, and other very well-respected ministries that are out there that have devoted their lives to studying the topic of Mormonism. And I think it's just unconscionable that a man of this guy's caliber would make comments like this. But now we get into the subject of the Lorenzo Snow couplet. And this is, again, where I have some real problems, because he's using the same kind of arguments that Richard Mao, the former president of Fuller Seminary, used when he spoke at the Tabernacle back in 2004. He also made the comment that folks like us were bearing false witness. But yet, when he was asked, what exactly were you referring to? One of the things he brought up was the constant reference to the Lorenzo Snow couplet, as man is, God once was, as God is, man may be. So what does he say about that?
Well, he starts off by using that word anti-Mormon.
Well, let me comment on that, because the fact that Dr. Olson refers to those of us as anti-Mormons, I find that highly offensive, because to a Mormon, that word implies that we have some kind of animosity or even hatred against the Mormon people. We have often admitted that we are against Mormonism. We find it a horrible belief system, which is going to condemn a lot of very sincere people.
And this is what he writes. Much anti-Mormon Christian criticism draws heavily on enigmatic sayings of past LDS church presidents who are considered prophets by Mormons. But today's Mormon scholars, such as Robert Millett, insist that those sayings are not considered either infallible or authoritative for all Mormons. For example, LDS church president, Mormon prophet, Lorenzo Snow preached that, quote, what man is, God once was, what God is, man may become, end quote. This is probably, he writes, the most quoted Mormon saying by Christian critics of Mormonism. Robert Millett says that he and other Mormons are not required or expected to agree with it. It is not authoritative Mormon doctrine.
It's not authoritative Mormon doctrine.
In our book, Mormonism 101, Bill, we dealt with this topic under the first chapter called God the Father, and we quoted from this church manual, LDS church manual, called Life and Teachings of Jesus and His Apostles, Course Manual, Religion 211 to 212. This is found on page 327. Let me read what it says. This is a doctrine which delighted President Snow, as does all of us. Early in his ministry, he received by direct personal revelation the knowledge that, in the prophet Joseph Smith's language, quote, God himself was once as we are now, and is an exalted man, and sits enthroned in yonder heavens, end quote. And that men, quote, have got to learn how to be gods, the same as all gods have done before, end quote. And that's from Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, pages 345 to 346. After this doctrine had been taught by the prophet, President Snow felt free to teach it also, and he summarized it in one of the best-known couplets in the church in these words, "As man now is, God once was. As God now is, man may be." Joseph Smith knew about this couplet.
Yeah, let me just add to what you just said. If you were to look in the Presidents of the Church Student Manual, Religion 345, now this was revised in 2013, but on page 89, this is what it says. In the spring of 1840, just before leaving on his first mission to England, Lorenzo Snow spent an evening in the home of his friend, Elder H.G. Sherwood, in Nauvoo. Elder Sherwood was endeavoring to explain the parable of the Savior about the husbandman who sent forth servants at different hours of the day to labor in the vineyard. While thus engaged in thought, this most important event occurred, as told by President Snow himself. Quoting from page 89, "While attentively listening to his, Elder Sherwood's, explanation, the Spirit of the Lord rested mightily upon me, the eyes of my understanding were open, and I saw as clear as the sun at noonday, with wonder and astonishment, the pathway of God and man. I formed the following couplet which expresses the revelation as it was shown to me. As man now is, God once was. As God now is, man may be." The manual goes on to say, "Soon after his return from England in January of 1843, Lorenzo Snow related to the prophet Joseph Smith his experience in Elder Sherwood's home. This was in a confidential interview in Nauvoo. The prophet's reply was, 'Brother Snow, that is true gospel doctrine, and it is a revelation from God to you.' On the next page, on page 90, it says, 'However, the doctrine was not publicly taught until 1844. The point we're making here is, first of all, this is in a correlated manual, a manual of doctrine that Mormons are expected to believe. Now, when he says that Millett said that we're not required or expected to agree with it, well, I don't think the Mormon Church is probably going to kick you out, but I would think, Robert Millett, if you're a man of integrity and you claim to be a good Mormon, that at least when it comes to this type of teaching, you would agree with it because it is the crux of Mormonism today.
Now, is this doctrine still being taught today? Well, yes, it is. In fact, Gerald Lund, a 70, wrote in a magazine, a church magazine, called The Ensign, February of 1982, pages 39 through 40, and he was answering the question, here's the question, is President Lorenzo Snow's oft-repeated statement, "As man now is, God once was, as God is, man may be," accepted as official doctrine by the church? Here's what his conclusion was. "It is clear that the teaching of President Lorenzo Snow is both acceptable and accepted doctrine in the church today." Now, somebody might say, well, that was 1982. Well, on page 46 of our book, Mormonism 101, under note number 12, we list current church manuals, and I'm going to read them just because I want to make this point, that include the Lorenzo Snow couplet, and here they are. Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Seminary Teacher Resource Manual, and that's from 2001, page 64. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, George Albert Smith, a manual that was written in 2011, and that's found on pages 70 and 71. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Lorenzo Snow, that's found in 2012, page 83. Those are current manuals that you can find today that the couplet is included.
This is what bothers me about what Dr. Olson has said. And this is what also bothers me about Robert L. Millett's silence on this issue. Because I remember watching a video of Dr. Richard Mao, and he was asked a question by a friend of mine in a Q&A session at Erdman's Publishing. And he was asked about the Lorenzo Snow couplet, and Richard Mao echoed that same line he has been using over and over again, that that's not an official doctrine of the church. And what was incredible to me was Robert L. Millett was standing right next to him and said nothing. Now, I don't care whether or not Robert L. Millett believes it or not, but for Robert L. Millett to give the impression that this is not a doctrine of the Mormon Church is certainly misleading and very problematic. So problematic for me that a man such as Roger Olson would believe what Robert L. Millet is saying regarding this subject when, as you have pointed out, Eric, and what I have quoted from a current manual shows that this is, in fact, a doctrine of the church. Now, whether or not Robert L. Millet believes it, that's his problem, but it is touted as a doctrine.
But here's the problem. Roger Olson is accepting everything that Millet is saying, and it goes back to that last line I quoted from Olson's blog. Robert Millet says that he and other Mormons are not required or expected to agree with it. It is not authoritative Mormon doctrine. Is that just doctrine that only whoever wants to accept it can accept and everybody else doesn't have to accept? I just can't imagine that that doctrine is allowed to be refused by anybody who calls himself a Latter-day Saint.
Especially when the doctrine that Lorenzo Snow was espousing, he got the approval of Joseph Smith himself when he related his experience to Joseph Smith. Remember what I said. The prophet's reply was, "Brother Snow, that is true gospel doctrine, and it is a revelation from God to you." My question would be for Robert Millet is, if your prophet, Joseph Smith, would claim that that is true gospel doctrine, then why don't you believe it, Robert L. Millet? You should, if you want to believe true gospel doctrine as it's been taught in your manuals and by your own church leaders.
The following sentence, I want to read it. I want you to respond to it quickly. He says, this is Olson writing, "I find it very challenging to pin down exactly what it is Mormonism includes in terms of beliefs."
Well, I would say very quickly that there are parameters for members of the church to understand what Mormonism really includes. And I will tell you this, folks, it does not include the writings of a BYU professor such as Robert L. Millet. There are certain guidelines such as, if it's found in the standard works, if it's in a correlated manual, if it's spoken at general conference, those are the parameters that you use for determining whether or not something's official. It also includes anything that is found on an official church website, such as LDS.org or Mormon Newsroom. That's also considered to be official doctrine. That's where we go when we look for what Mormons are supposed to believe.
Maybe it's not as confusing as he's making it out to be.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered how Mormonism and Biblical Christianity differ in their doctrine? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson's 2015 revised and expanded edition of Mormonism 101 will help you see those differences. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 cites LDS church leaders and official manuals and covers numerous topics, including the Bible, the Book of Mormon, grace and works, pre-existence, and the Second Estate, and the Trinity. If you've always wanted a concise yet complete guide that'll help you better understand the Mormon religion, then this book is for you. In fact, Sandra Tanner calls it a well-documented yet readable overview of the LDS religion. And during the month of June, for your donation of $35.01, we'd like to send you a personally autographed copy of Mormonism 101. Go to our website, mrm.org, and look for the article with a picture of the book on the main page. Then, make an electronic donation of $35.01. That extra penny will let us know that you want the book. Your donation will help MRM during their critical summer months and is greatly appreciated.